Grace, mercy and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ. Amen. The text is the gospel lesson from Matthew, the parable of the sower, which you heard read before. Let us pray. Lord, sanctify us in your truth. Your word is truth. Amen. One day a young woman was going to the local shopping centre to do a little shopping. After a few hours of strolling from store to store, she felt the need for a coffee break. She spots a cafe out the corner of her eye and pops in and orders her usual cappuccino. As she's waiting for a change, she notices on the counter a small bag of biscuits. And she decides that a few cookies will nicely complement her cappuccino. So she buys a small bag and then she finds a place to sit down at one of the crowded tables. Taking the lid off her coffee, she pulls out a magazine, begins to sip her cappuccino, and slowly loses herself in reading. Directly across the table from her, an older man sits with his nose buried in a newspaper. After a minute or two, the young woman reaches out for a biscuit on the table in front of her and begins to munch away. As she does, the man seated across the table also reaches out and takes one. Startled by his apparent brazenness, she is not quite sure what to do. She decides to let it pass and returns to her magazine. A few moments later, she reaches for another biscuit. Once again, almost as if he's mocking her, the man does too. He takes a biscuit and begins to eat it. Now she's getting upset. She wants to say something and almost does, but at the last minute her courage fails her and she remains silent. After a few more sips of the coffee, the young woman again takes a biscuit from the table and so does the man. Now the woman feels the blood rushing to her face and the rage welling up within her. Her anger is exacerbated by the fact that there is only one cookie left. Apparently the old man notices this also because before she can say anything, he takes it, breaks it in half, offers half to her, and then proceeds to eat the other half himself. Before she can react, he gets up from the table, smiles at her, puts the paper under his arm and walks off. The young woman was speechless. Her coffee break ruined. She is already composing in her mind the story she'll tell her friends of how she was victimised at the mall by a man who so shamelessly took her biscuits. As she gets up, she folds her magazine to place it in her shopping bag. And there in the bottom of her bag, she discovers to her shock her own unopened bag of cookies. I've always admired that story for the simple way in which it captures so many truths about human nature, so possessive of our own biscuits, and so quick to judge the actions of the other person. And the old man, the woman fails to see that she is actually eating his cookies. Like the young woman, we often feel so self-absorbed in our own worries and wants that we frequently fail to see the goodness in the world around us. We blind ourselves to the abundance and generosity of God in this world and to the needs of others. And instead, we mistakenly focus on the world and others seem to be encroaching on what we think is ours. In contrast, the old man's generosity in sharing his biscuits with the lady is patient. He is graceful and boundless. And he cheerfully shares what he has, even when the woman treats his things as if they were her own. He sees abundance where she sees only scarcity. He looks for opportunities to care for his neighbour while she is guarded, suspicious of the actions of those around her. an amusing story, you might say to yourself, but what does it have to do with today's gospel lesson, the parable of the sower and the soils? The two stories actually have quite a bit to say to each other when we consider them more deeply. On the surface, the parable of the sower is about seeds and soil and the kinds of conditions that foster growth. Plainly, seed flourishes only in good soil and will not do well if the soil is too shallow or choked by weeds or threatened by predatory birds. Just as seeds can only take root in soil that is deep and rich and well cared for, likewise, Jesus seems to be telling us that God's word is most likely to take root only in hearts and minds that are open to understand it, are free from the distractions of the world, and are patient and persevering in the midst of adversity. When we understand it this way, the parable of the sower is a lesson in discipleship. Jesus is reminding us that we have to care for the field of our lives and our hearts if God's word is really to bear fruit in our lives. All of this is true enough, but the parable is equally important for what it teaches us about the sower. What do we make of a sower that throws seeds everywhere with such reckless abandon? A prudent sower would save his seed for only the best soil, knowing that the yield would be much higher if he only planted it where growth is most likely to occur. But that is not what the sower does. Rather, he spreads the seed not only on the good soil, but in the rocky and barren and broken places as well. His sowing is relentlessly generous. And that tells us something decisively important about God and his kingdom. God is so determined to draw us and the world and all its creatures into the caring embrace of his grace that he will keep on scattering his creative word, the seed of his word, in even the least likely of places. In other words, there is no place in this world that is beyond God's creative and redemptive reach. I don't know about you, but when I look back over my own life, I can honestly say that my heart and my mind have not always been the richest of soils for God to receive his word, let alone to obey it. There have been many times when I've felt like a barren, rocky and broken field, unable to grow anything of much worth. And so too, there are times when I've been so distracted by the predatory weeds and birds of this world that I've allowed God's presence in my life to be wasted. Or so it seems. Only God doesn't let that happen, does he? Despite our broken and our barren ways, he keeps scattering his seed of his word, until something somewhere finally takes root. He is persistent in caring, not only sowing the seed, but caring for it, watering it, weeding it, in order that it may produce much fruit. Thank God that he does this. You see, in the final analysis, the parable of the sower is a parable about generosity and hopefulness. It teaches us that God never gives up, that he continues to cast seeds of redeeming grace even into the darkest corners of our lives, hoping beyond hope that new life will emerge there. In the alternate first lesson today from the prophet Isaiah, it says, "For as the rain and snow come down from heaven and do not return there until they have watered the earth, making it bring forth and sprout, giving seed to the sower and bread to the eater, so shall my word be as it goes out from my mouth. It shall not return to me empty, but it will accomplish that which I purpose and succeed in the thing for which I sent it. What they're saying is that God will not give up. His word is active and alive, and he will not give up on any one of us until our hearts come alive with the love he intends. In telling the parable of the sower to the crowd of people on the beach, Jesus is also, of course, referring to himself and his own ministry. For Jesus is the perfect embodiment of God's generosity towards us. Consider for a moment his ministry to the poor and the marginalized, the healing of the sick and the dying, his inclusion in his kingdom of those despised by society, and ultimately his willing to die for a broken humanity. All of these dimensions of Jesus' life reveal his relentlessly generous love that is at the heart of God. Think of things like love, friendship, kindness, mercy, beauty, and the like. Each of these things have a generative quality to them. The more you share them, the more you have. And this is the truth about, is most perfectly reflected in the mystery of God in Jesus. His life shows us that contrary to what common sense may say, giving does not diminish us. We do not have less when we give to others of ourselves. We have more. We have more because in giving we share in God's very nature, in his life, in his love for the world and all creatures. Giving transforms us by drawing us out of ourselves and into our community, and anchors us in trusting God's promise of abundant grace to us all. Giving and hoping are at the very heart of who we are called to be. The parable of the sower and the story of the lady with the biscuits, with which we began, in the end are opposite sides of the same divine coin. They present us with a choice of the greatest existential importance. We can live our lives in self-absorption and suspicion of others, like the young woman at the coffee shop, possessive of what we have, scared that there won't be enough, and angry at the world. Or by contrast, we can live like the old man, eager to share all that is ours, ever alert to the needs of those around us, happy to help, and trusting that there is more than enough for everyone. All because of the relentless generosity of a sower who never stops scattering the seed in our lives. Amen. And the peace of God which passes our human understanding, keep your hearts and your minds safe in Christ Jesus to life eternal. Amen.